His name is Dr. Vikram Mancharamani. Dr. Vic, they call you. Is that correct, doctor?
Well, that's what Jack calls me, Brad. Yeah, you call me whatever you want.
Well, I won't call you late for dinner. So there you go. So, doctor, give us a little lowdown. I want you to talk about what you want to talk about, but I also want to talk about this debate that just happened. And we had a little conversation of it earlier in the first hour of the show. A lot of mudslinging. And as I talked with Kevin Landrigan about this, New Hampshire has a very late primary. And this is about winning elections. And if you're going to win elections, it's not only winning the primary, it's actually winning the general election as well. So how do you balance going after somebody to make distinctions between your positions and theirs during the primary, but actually come back to a purple state, which New Hampshire is clearly a purple state, and win a general election?
Yeah, Brad, look, it's a great question. And I think the approach I took for the debate indicates very clearly my approach to thinking about your very question, which is I focused on the issues. I didn't really feel it appropriate to go after another Republican. I think, what was it, Ronald Reagan's 11th Amendment, thou shalt not speak ill of another Republican, effectively the policy I live by. So that's first thing, is talk about the issues that the voters care about. And in that regard, Brad, it's simple. It is crystal clear. I spent time going all over the state, meeting with voters, and people are upset about three things. Number one, inflation. Number two, inflation. And number three, inflation. That's the issue. It's very clear that is what's on people's mind. It's hard to focus on anything else when you got $5 gas.
Well, look, I'm with you, and I think this president and Democrats in Congress have dropped the ball in a massive way. And I think that they are to blame. You have to own the economy when you're in power. And the president and a Democrat-controlled House and a Democrat-controlled Senate is clearly in power, and they've dropped the ball badly. But with that, I would respectfully argue, in a state like New Hampshire, the Dodge decision on abortion actually will play a role, because New Hampshire is a very purple state, as we've talked about it. So how do you balance that? I think what the Supreme Court did was, quite frankly, smart. I think that was reasonable, and I think that they sent it back to the states. It does not mean abortion is illegal. That's not what they're saying. Yep. They're kicking it back to the states, which is where the power should be, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look, I also think there's a bigger story here, Brad, which is worth thinking about. The founders of this nation were brilliant, and they set up some checks and balances. And part of those checks and balances were three branches of government, an executive branch that implements laws, and a judicial branch that interprets. That's a key word, interprets, doesn't make laws, interprets laws, and a legislative branch which makes laws. And so what we found in the case of Dobbs and other decisions, frankly, the Supreme Court had a bunch of them in the last week or so that came out, is the Supreme Court is going back to interpreting laws and leaving it for legislators to make laws. That seems appropriate.
Well, for instance, what they did with the EPA, where they said, quite frankly, the administration, and it's not just this administration, it's any administration, because what we've found is both parties have been guilty of severe overreach when it comes to setting regulations through administrative action.
Completely agree.
And it has abdicated the authority of Congress, and Congress, quite frankly, has allowed that to happen, in my opinion.
No, totally agree.
Well, so if that's the case, you're running in a primary that is crowded, and you're anxious to get your message out there, and you've got to raise the necessary dollars to go out and compete. First of all, how can people follow you and learn a little bit about you through your website?
Sure.
And secondly,
so the website is Vikram, V-I-K-R-A-M, the number 4NH.com. That's the same handle on Twitter as well. Vikram, V-I-K-R-A-M, the number 4NH. And it's also the same thing for Instagram. So that's the easiest way. So, but the other thing is I'm running around the state. I'll be very visible and out there at a lot of events, and I'd love to see people come and say hi.
So one of my questions is, how do you come back to the middle? How do you talk about the pocketbook issues that are clearly important? But let's face it, in our party, we have a lot of true believers that want to talk about Donald Trump. They want to talk about quite frankly, I would call it intolerance, where I believe many have taken a very intolerant approach, and it's either my way or the highway. And we see that with different candidates involving themselves from out of state. We had Kevin Fogarty on from Washington, D.C. earlier talking about how now candidates, you know, members of Congress and senators are leaving their home states and injecting their own home state policies, if you will, into other states because they are looking for, quote unquote, purity, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how do you balance this?
Yeah, look, I actually think, Brad, this is going to be something that should be on the topic in terms of a topic for the voters to think about. My view is I've got ideas. I can talk about how I think about the world. Others will think about how they think about the world. They'll talk about, I think this about the economy. I think this about Ukraine. I think this about foreign affairs. I think this about the Supreme Court. And we should have an open dialogue and let the voters decide what they want. I think when you get down to it, there's a lot of common sense solutions to some of our toughest problems. And I believe voters will want them. And that's what I'm going to try to offer. So, you know, it sounds like I'm not answering your question, but I think with almost all of these issues, whatever you want to talk about, whether it's out of control spending, whether you want to talk about education, whether you want to talk about healthcare, there is an approach that I take, and I'm happy to share that, which is driven by a business logic, transparency, accountability, and competition. And if we get those three things, we're going to be fine.
One thing that I've talked about is the desire by many Democrats, national Democrats, to change the primary process and to remove New Hampshire from the first in the nation primary. And I have not heard a lot of that from Senator Hassan. I've heard an awful lot of it from Elizabeth Warren. Is that even, I mean, I know it's not an issue for the Republicans right now, but would it be a political issue for you moving forward?
Yeah, look, I don't think it's something that is likely to be changed anytime soon. At least I hope not, Brad. So I don't really think that much about it right now, because at least in the foreseeable future, it doesn't seem likely that we would lose that status. I would want to protect it. I think it's a great thing that we have. It gives New Hampshire a disproportionate influence in national level politics. And I think that's good for the nation. I think that's good for us.
Well, thanks for what you're doing there. Thanks for what you're doing there, Dr. Vikram Mancharamani. I appreciate it. I give you good kudos for putting your name and having the courage to involve in the political process.